Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I am naked from the waist up, Tony.
Well, what a coincidence, I'm naked from the waist down.
Fantastic. If you put us... if the two of us were next to each other, one would be fully clothed and one wouldn't be in one of them things like you do. Oh, it doesn't matter. This is Germ Bomb. Death Trip. That was Germ Bomb, Tony. What do you think of that?
Nice.
Nice is not a word I would use to describe that. I'll talk about them in a second. You listen to Project Marv underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Germ Bomb are from Sweden.
Ah, okay.
And what I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Germ Bomb.
No, I gave you a clue. MySpace.com/Germ Bomb Sweden.
Ah.
Poorly being the internet one, Tony Neil. Thanks very much to Germ Bomb for sending that through. That is pretty full on, my friends. I like it. This week's show, Tony, I'm going to describe it. I think I've described one of our shows before in this way. And this isn't a word of the week, but it could be a word of the week or a phrase of the week in that we're going to use it in a different way. The phrase of the week actually this week is Royal Flush, which came up when we were discussing, me and a couple of mates were discussing different ways to say that a lady was having a period without actually saying she was having a period. It's almost like I'm getting a royal flush. No, how I want to describe... So, that's our phrase this week. If you have an idea for Word of the Week, email paulieb@punkyray.com. Type your email, Word of the Week. I have a second one here, which I didn't have in mind. But I think we've called the show it once before. A curate's egg. I would describe this week's show as a curate's egg, Tony.
I don't know if we have done that before.
I don't know.
Doesn't mean
I can't remember what I said last week, to be honest.
Fair enough.
But if you want to look up the literal translation of curate's egg, I might suggest you do online. However, as I thought of it, I did think of a curate's egg. You know what a curate is, don't you?
It's like a museum curator.
No, like a vicar.
Oh.
So,
right.
Yeah, sort of.
So not at all, okay.
In that they are dealing with antiquities and a largely dead audience. So you were on the right track. But I did suddenly think, as I thought of it, a curate's egg would be a great expression for if you followed a vicar into the toilet. I don't mean went in with him. I mean if he'd been in and finished his business when he came out, if he'd left a plop in the toilet, it would be a curate's egg. I'm quite clearly entertaining myself far too much. Anyway, this week's show is a curate's egg in that there's no symmetry here. There's no asymmetry here. None of it really makes any sense. We finish on a comedy song. There's three punk songs in a row, and there's two bands from Sweden.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I have some additional material for you, my friend. I'm sure you're looking forward to this greatly. And it's one of the usual suspects, actually. First up, we have a poetry corner. I do like your poems. If you have an idea for poetry corner, do email poorlyb@punkyradio.com, titling your email poetry corner. This comes from, of course, Joni H. Giz, who this week describes herself as the Cleck Heaton clam digger. Now, Cleck Heaton, where's that? Is that in Yorkshire or Lancashire? It's up in the north somewhere.
I have no idea.
It's somewhere north.
Okay.
She is quite clearly moving around the country, licking women one city at a time. Although I wouldn't describe Cleck Heaton necessarily as a city.
No.
More probably as a shithole. My apologies to people from Cleck Heaton, but I don't think it's particularly well known for anything. But I will do some research and find out. Here goes. Starts off in the usual way. Hey, P&T.
Hi.
At last, it's time for this week's Punky Binge. Listening free where no track makes me cringe. You're not such a shower when you spare us an hour from oiling the mighty dick hinge. There we go. Thank you very much, Joni H. Giz. Also, we have a comedy suburbs, Tony. If you have a joke for me, do email poorlyb@punkyradio.com. Type your email comedy suburbs. That's three poorlyb@punkyradios right at the start of the show there. It's like I'm trying to hammer this home. Oh, hammer this home. Here goes. What do you call a crocodile wearing a tank top?
I don't know.
An investigator.
Nice!
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
That's
nice.
Yeah.
I reckon my nephews and niece might like that joke. Thank you very much, Donna Darko. I'm a little bit concerned that Donna Darko and Joni H. Giz could theoretically be the same person. They've got the same sort of thing with the title of their name. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Yeah.
The D and the J and the J.
But they come through from separate email accounts. As far as I know, they're different people. I challenge Joni H. Giz and Donna Darko to prove they are not the same person by sending me photographs of themselves proving they are them. You know how people on MySpace used to put their... I don't know whether you ever saw this, but they put their name up. Like, they'd hold a piece of A4 up with their name on. By them to prove it was them.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever see that?
No.
So anyway, there is your challenge, Joni H. Giz and Donna Darko. I want photos of you holding up your own name to prove it's you and proving you're different people. You have until next week. Will it happen? Let's face it, I've never got the used knickers of what's-her-face, so I don't think I'll get them, but it's a challenge. That's about it. Tony, I will ask you about your life in the second section, but right now I want to get on with the second song. Because this is a new album out from Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers, our good friends, whose last four albums came out on Voodoo Rhythm, but this one has come out. It's a return to Dirty Water Records, my friend.
Okay.
They are our pals, Dirty Walker. Thank you very much to Paul Manchester and PJ for sending this through. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Hip Bone Slim's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers.
No, myspace.com/HipBoneSlim.
Shit.
Poorly being internet 2, Tony Neil. This is great, this song. This is Birdman.
Around, but I just can't get off the ground.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I was wondering, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do. Thank you all for our Facebook comments. As always, if you would like to leave us a comment on our Facebook wall, please do so. Search for us on Facebook, Punky Radio. It's the radio station page that comes up. Like our page and leave us a comment on our wall. Alternatively, if you don't like doing that, please vote for the podcast alley, so we still need your podcast alley votes. The easiest way to do that one is to go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, it's important, please vote for his link, hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish, because we read them out. Please do get those in. We've had very little this month, so get them in and we can read them out next week. But back to Facebook, here's a few comments we've had over the past couple of weeks. In response to the show about the 90th book that featured the 99ers, Graham Holland left a comment saying, "Great to hear the 99ers again." Kev Neal replied saying, "Just got the UK Subs Complete Punk Singles Collection from Captain Oi. Awesome album. Like the free beer mat in the box set."
I know, it's really nice. That free beer mat is a really nice touch. I said it was beautifully packaged.
Yeah. But was that a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? UK Subs.
Yeah. Yeah. And we will be playing another track of that. Maybe not on next week's show, maybe the week after.
Okay. And the Derek Koski replies saying, "Graham, that the 99ers are currently in the process of recording their fourth album. Should be released spring next year." That's just an update from today.
Yeah, and we have also been told that we will be being sent a copy in advance. Okay. So I am looking forward to that. Really great stuff. Really kind of, I mean, I've described them before, but the sort of Beach Boysy, rock and rolly, Ramonesy sort of when the Englishman is singing, when the lady's singing, sound a bit like Blondie.
Yeah, I had an email today from a guy called Jim Hanlon, who says, you guys do an awesome show. That chick with the 99ers has a great voice. Got
she
to
does.
Hear more of them.
Really nice voice, yeah.
That's Jim Hanlon from New York. Thanks for that, Jim.
Thanks very much, Jim. Jim, you should get together with Bill. Yeah. You probably know each other. New York's not a big place.
Nah. And finally, we have a comment from John. John from the Beach Boys, who says, "What the fuck? Why won't Faceache let me like this page? Still the best source for all your punk and smut needs." I think it's probably maybe all you liked it, because I think that's the only reason you wouldn't be able to like it, is if you've already done it.
Right.
If anyone's got any problems liking our page, please do drop me an email, tony@punkyradio.com, but I think it's working fine.
Yeah, it might just have been a glitch. Facebook mucks about sometimes,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah. That's it for Facebook this week.
Beautifully read out, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Track 3. This has come through from, I think, Manila PR, but I don't have the information to hand. Silly me. A little bit of a change of tack. Not, I mean, let's face it, we've already had a hell of a change of tack from Death Trip to Birdman, but let's change that tack again, my friend. This is The Raid, Heads or Tails. We'll be right back. That was The Raid, Tony, in Heads or Tails, which is a new single. I think it might be out now, or it's out in a week or two, anyway. But do check them out. Best way to do that is go to their MySpace page, which is, Tony?
MySpace.com/The Raid?
No, MySpace.com/ We Are The Raid. I'm sure there are more up-to-date ways to get in touch with them, as there are with most bands now. It's just that MySpace is still quite a good sort of portal to go and find out the other ways to get in touch with them. And there is normally live music on there, so it's worth it. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It is now Poorly Being Internet 3, Tony Neil. Ha! Huh? I'm about to read out some iTunes reviews that we've had on UK iTunes. Could you just explain to people, A, why they're important, and B, how they leave one?
Sure. iTunes reviews are very important. A very small number of reviews can make a massive amount of difference to the featured rankings on iTunes, which means that our podcast will be on the front page or one of the very first pages in iTunes. So please do review us if you can. Easy way to do this is go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link, which will take you to our music store page on iTunes, where you can review us. You will need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account, but I think everyone has one these days. If not, they're free. So log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. Paul reads the UK, I read the US. If you're not in either, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your review, and we'll feature you on the show.
And these are the 4 most recent ones we've had on UK iTunes, and thanks to all of you for sending them in, because they're all 5 stars. Cool. First up, Goopa Goopa by Gilles Derith. Hope I've said that right. A vote for Punky keeps the 7-foot she-male away. Ha-ha, but in all honesty, these lads are top dog. X-rated chat and amazing music. Who can complain? Next up, we've had something that fits in with the word of the week this week, as you will see. This from Bradley Sprog. Hello, Bradley Sprog. Yeah. Nay, verily and forsooth, odds bodkins, if you don't want to be reduced to a punk-induced rage, don't listen to the BDI special. As I said to my dear lady, BDI, I would rather eat your bleedy pie. Also, word of the week, that's better than Royal Flush. A bleedy pie. It's fantastic. And can we have some more Cantoy from Bradley Sprog? Yes, we can. Cantoy are one of the bands that we feature from Japan Files, and at the moment Japan Files have updated their website and I can't log in, but Dave, the very Japanese sounding bloke who looks after Japan Files for us, is back off holiday on September 28th, so when he is, I'll get in touch with him and we will get some more Cantoy on for you in October. Much Fun by Big Papa Bear never fails to make me smile when it pops up on the Drive to Work playlist. Laughs, childishness and top tunes guaranteed. Keep up the good work, boys. Thank you very much, Big Papa Bear. And last up, this one by Dottie Mac. Mm-hmm. I would strongly advise you to not go near this podcast if you have any sense. However, if you do so happen to make the fatal mistake of listening in, you will regret it completely. Not only will you be subjected to some of the world's greatest music, you'll be forced to laugh yourself wet. Then you will, I guarantee, not only subscribe and be forced to wait a week, a whole 7 days, I tell you, for the next one, you will start downloading as many of the back catalogue as you can get your now sweaty mitts on. So I implore you, heed this warning. This is totally addictive and should come with a health warning. Nobody gave me this advice when I stumbled across this podcast many moons ago, and if they had, I wouldn't have listened to Punky Radio and found out it's the best thing online. Just what Tinternet was made for. Do not miss it, ever. And I do have to say that every once in a while we do get an email from someone who says, I've just discovered Punky and I'm now downloading the last
4 years or 5 years.
4 years. I just said downloading. I'm now downloading the last 4 years. Oh my God, we're going to ruin your life. Anyway, thank you very much for those. They are the latest iTunes reviews in the UK. They do make a big difference for us. If you could maybe leave us a review at some point, do. Right. Next track, Tone.
Okay.
As you know, we play 2 tracks in a row now. So listen shortly for the briefs, and I'll tell you what the track was after we've heard it. But first up, we have another band from Sweden right in the first half of the show. This is a band called TVI that we have played with. That we played quite a bit. It's from their album Nice People, which I do have to hand right here. And it's really good, this one, because there's 31 tracks on it. Most of them are only about a minute long. which means that we've been able to play loads of them. There's still loads that we haven't. I've tried to play the longer ones to justify their inclusion on this show, but lots of the tracks are 30, 40, 50 seconds long. Great band, really, really good fun. What I want to know is, Tony, what is TVI's website?
TVI.se.
It is!
Is it?
Nice one. Tony 1, poorly being Internet 3. This is Dotting.
Sandwich.
Maybe retarded just a touch. You wasn't educated much. You like to kick a lot of sand. I think you couldn't understand. So stupid, so stupid, so stupid.
That was The Briefs and a track called So Stupid, which is from one of their first three albums. I'm afraid I don't know which one, but I just don't ask why I know. One of the first three albums, anyway, which are regarded as classics. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Briefs' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Briefs.
It is, Tony 2, Paulie with the Internet 3. The Briefs, I don't believe, are going anymore. But I think they do exist as a sort of offshoot band called the Cute Leopards, who I saw a couple of years ago at the 100 Club, and I think are still doing gigs. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide
12 Bar? Yep, another week, another gigs at the 12, another free gig at the 12 Bar Club. It's still on Denmark Street, still in London. Please check it out. This weekend, Friday, 23rd of September, we have Sick on the Bus, Done to Death, Pig, Social Schism, and What an Agenda. It's a London calling night.
Hang on, hang on. Don't tell me. I was going to say, that's a London calling night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all right, it's all right. It has the seal of approval. What's that? Five great bands on.
Mm. Excellent. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Best.
Saturday Come night. Who Shot Who? Bite Back. And a late set by Rage DC and More to Be Confirmed. It's again another London Calling night.
Crikey. That's a London Calling weekend.
Yeah. How much do you think it is?
Well, I'm going to go with £6 again.
You'd be right.
Nice.
And finally, Sunday, Byron, Model Citizens, The Stags, Swine, and More Acts to Be Confirmed. And an open mic. It's an Enterprise Studios night. How much do you think that is?
Right. I'm going for the hat trick here.
Okay.
And I'm going with a recession busting £5.
£3.
Ah! Oh, can't believe it. How recession busting is that?
There's everyone
moaning about inflation this week. Not at the 12 bar on a Sunday.
No.
Deflation.
And that's it.
So that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide.
There's something else to do with the punk feel on Friday.
Okay.
At the Grosvenor in London. If you are the wrong bit of town for the 12 bar, but you fancy seeing some punk rock, what better than to go and see the Electric Cox with Wonk Unit and others?
Wow.
That's almost a punky special in itself.
Yeah.
And that is this Friday at the Grosvenor, somewhere in London. Type it into the internet, you'll find it. I'm not as good at the information as you are, Tony, clearly, but it has kind of given away that the next track we're playing is by Wonk Unit.
Really?
And this is from their latest album, Trolleys, Thank You. Or Trolleys, Thank You. I'm not sure how you put it, Trolleys, Thank You. Which has got yet another very disturbing photograph of Alex, the mighty cougar, on the front, who's sporting some rather slinky blue knickers, red and white stripy socks, and way too much makeup for a man of his age. It's a great album. What I want to know is, Tony, do I want to know this now? Yeah, what I want to know is, Tony, is what is Wonk Unit's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WonkUnitBand.
Yes, it is. Christ, come right back. You've roared back. It's Tony 3, probably with Internet 3. This is from the album Wonk Unit, Save My Life, and Trolleys, Thank You. This is Not Mine.
Oh,
Slaggery Dogging.
You're listening to Dr. Slaggerberry underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You've come roaring back into our weekly competition here.
Quite proud of myself, to be honest.
You should be.
Yeah.
Tell you what turn it was, the TVI.se.
It was a surprise to me and a surprise to you.
You were inspired after that. But can you keep it up? Can this be a rare Tony victory? Who knows? I don't really want to talk about what I did last week, Tony, for the simple reason that in amongst it all, Nottingham Forest played Derby County at the City Ground. Derby County's goalkeeper, Frankie Fielding, who's in the England side, was sent off after 2 minutes, which gave Nottingham Forest 88 minutes to build on the resultant penalty scored by Andy Reid, which put us 1-0 up with 88 minutes to go, and somehow, against 10 men at home in our fiercest local derby, we managed to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you what you did last week.
Okay. What did we do last week? We thought a lot about houses and made a cake. Made a nice chocolate and pear cake last week. It's lovely. It's like almost like a brownie. Apart from that, I've been planning my 6 month forecast for my finances. That's been my week.
Right.
It's a jolly old time up north.
So let's just get this straight. You looked at a house, you baked a cake, and you did your accounts.
Yeah. It was a very nice cake, though.
Suddenly my last week doesn't sound so bad, my friend. I'm now going to dare to ask you, are you doing anything this week at all?
No, I don't think so. We're going to a retrofit conference on Thursday to do with houses and retrofitting them to do with eco-housing, things like that. And then Friday, possibly popping... Steph's going to a Earl's Court for some kind of architecture thing, and I've got meetings. So, bits and pieces, but nothing terribly exciting.
So, dull, in other words.
Pretty much, yeah.
I've got two gigs this weekend.
Okay.
Friday night, I'm in a place called Wivelscombe.
Ooh.
Which is spelt with Ellie's Combi. And that's how I'm going to say hello when I go on stage. Hello, with Ellie's Combi. It's in Somerset, which has given me an idea for a joke about jelly, but we won't be doing it this week. I haven't worked it out yet. That's on Friday. And then on Saturday, I'm in Plumstead doing a gig with an entire bill of people I've never worked with before.
Okay.
Which should be quite interesting. And I'm the headlining act both nights. I sound really quite important, don't I? I think I should really say I'm going on last. I can't remember the name of where I'm playing on Saturday, otherwise I would mention it. If you're in the Plumstead area and you hear some idiot shouting, it's probably me. Pop in and say hi. Yeah, that's it. I just realised all the information I wanted to tell you about, I can't. So instead, I'm going to get on with the next track.
Okay.
We seem to be racing through this show, but we're actually not racing through this show. We're just kind of info-heavy, aren't we? Here's another track from Dirty Water Records. This is from the latest Muck and the Myers album. Tony?
Yep.
Creep You Out.
Creep you out.
listening to Project Marv again underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, by the way, that I haven't done the Surfing Caramba bed that I promised I'd do yet. I've got no excuses. I'm lazy. Also, you will gather that because I'm in with Ellie's combi on Friday, I will not be at Bedlam Breakout, which is a real shame. I was really, really looking forward to that. But work dictates I cannot be there. Now then, have you got... Oh, and if you'd like to know what I was doing last weekend, it is all on my blog, Paulie B, paulyebe.blogspot.com. The whole weekend is there in, I believe, one part, as opposed to last week when the weekend was so intense it was in three parts. Now then, have you got a twat?
I do. Thanks for all your nominations. I think this is the last one I have, so please do... Very important that you get your nomination through to me this week.
It's twat time again, isn't it?
It's twat time. Please do get them through. I need the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple, really. So please do get them in. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Title your email is a twat. This one this week almost gets all those bits of information across, but not quite. But it's still fine. It's from Aubrey, who simply says, "All right then, no mucking about. My girlfriend has been on the rag for the last couple of days.
Her attitude..." On the rag? Yes. You've got to call this the period special. What have we had here? We've had royal flush.
Yeah.
We've had bleedy pie. And now on the rag.
Yeah. We didn't even plan it.
We never do, Tony.
No, sure. Her attitude is fine. She isn't super bitchy when she's doing her bleeding thing every month. And I appreciate the monthly heads up on not being a daddy. But I can't get any sexy time. Yes, it may be selfish and it may be crass, but just this one time, I nominate my girlfriend's twat, as he is a twat, for this week. Punky Rocks, as Aubrey.
Hang on a minute, Aubrey.
Yep, I don't know.
You've been a bit of a twat yourself here, haven't you?
It's not much information.
There's more than one way to skin a cat here. I don't believe she bleeds out of her mouth once a month as well, my friend. There must be something you can do here.
True. What do you reckon? I mean, they haven't got location, names, but I quite like the fact that it's a twat.
Yeah, I know, but I think we ought to call Aubrey a twat for not giving names or information and it not occurring to him to possibly... Although, mind you, I suppose it's probably not the... Perhaps he has ventured forth with the idea of maybe a little bit of downstairs action, and perhaps the knife was closer than the chocolate and everything went wrong. I don't know. We're going to have to give him the benefit of the doubt, aren't we? We can't turn down any more twat.
No, not at all.
I should never have done it in the first place. Go on, go for it.
So Aubrey's girlfriend's twat.
No. Sorry. So Aubrey's girlfriend,
uh-huh,
in Aubrey's house.
Okay.
You'd like that, couldn't you? Yeah.
I can do that.
Because I imagine they do. They live with each other.
Let's get there. Well, right. Maybe. Okay. So Aubrey's
Aubrey's girlfriend's twat.
Yeah.
So a twat in Aubrey's girlfriend in Aubrey's house.
Yeah.
And then you've got the information, haven't you?
That's all I've got.
Yeah, but I mean, they're the three things you'd ask for.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so... So, a twat in Aubrey's girlfriend... In Aubrey's girlfriend's house...
Is a twat. We're close to get straws with that one.
A little bit. Yeah.
Please do send Tony twat. I have one last thing to say this week. My mate Mushy Bees has started a podcast himself... And it's going to be an irregular thing, and it appears that he's dealing with different themes in music each week. And the one that I listened to was the second one, which was his trash and sort of garage, but fairly, I would call it Exotica special. I knew a few of the songs on it. He's an interesting character, Mushy, but it's worth listening to hear him shout, not.
Okay.
I don't want to give you any more information other than the podcast is called Mushy Bees is an Imbecile. And if you have nothing better to do, or you've got a spare 45 minutes, give that a crack, why don't you? Right, that's that then. Last track, I didn't ask you what Muck and the Myers website was, my friend. What is it?
Muckandthemyers.com.
It is. Tony 4, Paulie B on the Internet 3. Now we are at the crunch, last decision, because now the last song this week is Cunt of the Gang from his latest album, which I've got here. Have a look. From his latest album, Complete Cunt. We are going to be playing a couple. It's all right. I'm not swearing. It's with a K. I love this song. And it's really funny live as well. I can't really go into more detail than that. I will ruin it before you actually... It does now feature two actual minor hits, as discussed the week before last, or maybe like... No, it was the week before last. Or what? Yes. Was it the week before last?
I think it was last week.
It was last week. We played it 2 weeks in a row. That's incredible. I hope I didn't play this song last week.
Nah.
No, I didn't play a song last week, did I?
You talked about it.
That's right. Phew. I'm not going mad. What is Cunt and the Gang's website?
Cuntandthegang.com.
No, cuntandthegang.co.uk. It's a draw.
That's fine.
In Internet 4, Tony 4. This is For a Million Pounds.
No, I wouldn't. Definitely not. Would you suck the goodness out of Tramp's wife front?
No, I wouldn't. Definitely not.
What if I came up to you and offered you £1 million to do? Something you wouldn't usually do.
What, like tread barefoot in dog's poo?
Yeah, I suppose.
Right, I would. I fucking would. If you gave me £1 million, I'd go on my knees and eat cock cheese. If you gave me £1 million, because I'd have £1 million. Could you listen to Westlife for more than an hour?
Just about. For £1 million, would you let Pat Wiggs give you a golden shower?
Yes, I would. For £1 million, would you fill your pants up with broken glass?
Yes, I would. For £1 million, would you suck a fart out of John Prescott's ass?
Yes, I would. For £1 million, I'd cut my cock off with a rusty saw.
Have a pool party with Barrymore.
Eat raw offal from Beetle's claw.
Do and with it and bear back, not withdraw.
For £1 million smackers, I'd slice off my knackers and sew them back on the other way round.
You know he wouldn't care if he was spunking out backwards, cause he'd have £1 million.
Yes, I'd have £1 million. Would you drink a glass of Freddie Mercury's jizz?
Yes, I would. For £1 million, would you show Ainsley with your finger where his walnut is?
Yes, I would. For £1 million, would you eat a little pebble of human shit?
Yes, I would. For £1 million, would you kiss a bag lady on the clip?
Yes, I would. For £1 million,
I'd cover up for Gary Glitter.
Eat a whole tray of cat litter.
Poke some barbed wire up my shitter.
Trust Jimmy Savile as me babysitter. You know I would, I fucking would, if you gave me £1 million. Harold Shipman could have my nan if he gave me £1 million. Because I'd have £1 million.
I'd whip Vanessa Feltz and have her as my spouse.
I'd let my kids sleep over at Michael Jackson's house.
I'd shit up in the air like a Japanese lady.
I'd take an unprotected bumming off of Paul O'Grady.
I'd drink a glass of period and smell Shane McGowan's breath.
I'd leg it into an old people's home dressed up as death.
I'd spend a day picking bits out of hair on Joe Brent's flat.
I'd be a spunk bucket hostage round boy George's flat.
I'd shoot Barack Obama, share a flat with Jeffrey Dahmer.
I'd shag Shannon Matthews' mum in her god then up her bum.
I'd change my name to Fred West and start a club up for incest.
I'd lick stick around the holes of Camilla Parker Bowles. And I would, I fucking would, if you gave me £1 million. Cause I'd have £1 million. Yes, I'd have £1 million.
That was Cunts and the Gang, Tony.
Nice.
I know, it's cunt over cunt. It's cunt squared. That's what's going on right now. I'm so proud of myself. Thank you very much for listening this week, Tony. Could you remind our non-internet radio listeners how they can listen to us on internet radio stations?
Sure. We're on three different internet radio stations. The first one is Horsey Skunk. We are on three times a week at three different times. Please do check those out at hussieskunk.com. That's hussieskunk.com. And when we're on other good podcast shows and punk ska music, check it out. You'll hear us at some point. We're also on Roach Radio, which is now called the Internet's Talk Superstation. You can find that on Facebook by searching for Roach Radio. We're on Friday night, midnight EST, I think it is. And finally, we're on Mover Radio, Channel 2. Channel 2 of Mover Radio, movaradio.com. We're on Channel 2, which is called The Hard Drive. Again, we're on Friday evenings, I think it's 9 p.m. EST. So check those stations out.
And thank you very much for supporting us, those stations. We do really, really appreciate it. Next week's show, I think, is the newest show we'll have ever done. I know that sounds weird because it's in the future, so it's obviously new. But I think it's going to be the newest show we've ever done in that I think, certainly seven out of the eight, I've got most of the music, I think all eight tracks we're playing next week won't have been released yet. And I think that's a first. I think they're all so brand new, they're not out yet. I'm not absolutely sure. Don't forget that I want... Well, first of all, we want your iTunes reviews. I want your Poetry Corners. I want your Comedy Suburbs. I want your Word of the Weeks. And Tony, what do you want? Twat.
I want twat.
Tony wants twat. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog.